Okay.
We're going to try and finish this sugya today, as the Shem. It's going to go to like about 3 or 4 lines down an Amud Beis. Okay, we're on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, about a third down. Okay, so Rabbi Yirmiyah in the previous year had a kasha. He said, "Oh, maybe I don't really know exactly all these things." And he got a bit of musa, and then he's going to retract his statement, his kasha. So, Hodo Amar Rebbe Yirmiyah. Rebbe Yirmiyah went back to say, Lab Milsahi to Amri. It's not a thing. The thing that I said, is not true, basically. I'm going to prove what I said is not true. Basically, we could see the chum, know what they're talking about, with regards to measurements. De Bo'u Mine, from this conversation, that they asked from him, Chavraya, Chaveirim, the Chabura, from Mirav Kahana. They ask a Shailah from Rav Kahana. Oimer is the, what we do on, right, Moitzi Yom Tov Rishon, of Pesach, here you bring the Oimer. So this is the first one they ever did. Shehikrivu, that they sacrificed, that they brought, Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, the Kenisoson, in their coming, right? So when they came in, Loretz, with Yeshua, they came into Eretz Yisrael as the first, as Klal Yisrael, coming to Eretz Yisrael. Mehichon, from where? Hikrivuhu. Where did they sacrifice it? Where did they get the grains? They need barley grains, right, to sacrifice, yeah, on the Mizbeach. Oh, yeah. So in Toimo, and if you want to say the I'll be ad nochri, let's say, so they use the Goisha grain, right? They use the, okay. It can't be, because it says kitzirachem, right? Your harvesting. Omer Rachmana, says the Torah. Yeah, veloy kitzir nochri, and not the harvesting of a goy. So they can't use Goisha grain. So and the Gemara just asks, says, so how do you know they even brought it? From what the akrivu, that they sacrificed it. Dilma, perhaps. Lo'akrivu, maybe they didn't. That first year, true. They didn't bring it. How do you know they brought it on the first year? Why are you assuming they brought it on the first year? So it says, we say that. No. Lo'tachadatach. You won't think otherwise. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk. It says, V'yoychalu, and they ate mi'avua from, on account of Oret, from the produce of the, okay. From the day after Pesach. Right, so that's the day when you bring the Omer. So you make a deep from that. Mimacharas a Pesach, from after the Pesach they started eating, ochol, they ate, yeah, mi'ikara. However, from the ikara, they didn't eat, lo ochol, meaning you see that they only were able to eat from the produce of the land after they had already brought, yeah, the Omer. So it must have been that they brought, we see from Pesukim, which is talking about the first year in Eretz Israel, that they had to bring the Omer, then they could eat from the land. Because this is Chodosh, because it's Chodosh and Yoshon, right? It's a problem of Chodosh. From the outset. I mean, before that they brought the Korban of the Omer, they were not allowed to eat from the produce of the land because it was Chodosh. So once they brought the Korban, now everything becomes Yoshon and they could eat. We're just over halfway down Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So one first word in line, the ekrivu. So it must be that the ekrivu that they sacrificed, yeah, or brought, or how you say, because you're not shechting the whatever. They did the mincha offering, the oimer, which is oimer is a mincha offering with the barley, v'hoda, and then they went and ochli, and then they ate. So now this is the conclusion of the question. Mehechon hikrivu, from which grains, yeah. Did they sacrifice from?
Say Ella, that's the original.
Yeah, so that was, so we've said that it's a valid question. Okay? So basically the question, just a very short question, is that when they came into Eretz Yisrael, the Jews, the first time with Yeshua, right, they wanted to do a Korban Omer, and the Korban Omer is the day after Pesach Rishon, first day of Chol HaMoed, and you need Jewish grain. Right? The problem is, where did they get the Jewish grain from? Because before it was Goyish grain. It was, you know, the Goyim grew it. So how did they do it? And we know that they did it. So this is Rav Kahana answering the people who asked him. So Amar Lohen, he said to them, "Kol any grain shaloi that didn't did he bring shlish, meaning he gets a third maturity, i.e. it's less than a third, 2.9, yeah? Biyad nochri, in the hands of a nochri, yeah? It's fine. 3.2. Right? Oh, 3.2, yeah, exactly. Even 3.2. As long as it hadn't got to a third, therefore it's not considered like it's not a viable grain, right? So therefore it's nothing. So as long as the Jews took over the land, or, you know, there was an Ebershus, and before it was, when it had only got to like 3.2, and then when it got to into the, after the third, then it's considered Jewish, and then that would be okay. So that's how, so basically we see over here by the fact that they brought, because that's basically the point is over here, that as soon as they brought the korban, we see that they knew. Right? We can tell between a third and less than a third, basically. So we're proving now that the Chachamim know what they're talking about with regards to, you know, measuring things. But it says the Gemara, it says maybe not. Dilma, perhaps, Ayil, yeah, Velokim Lo. Oh no, he's just finishing off, sorry. And if you're going to tell me, maybe it came and they didn't know. Yeah, it can't be. Ella, it must be Kimlo. Right, if you want to tell me they didn't know, how could they bring it? So it must be they knew. So Hachanami, so too in our case, right, with the case of over the, with the Trumas and Maisos, the ones that got to a shlish, right, but meaning if it grew before Rosh Hashanah, a third, by the time Rosh Hashanah came, it was a third, it's shaykh for the previous year. So Kimlo, we know that. Fine. Now, the Gemara tries to disprove it. Vadilma lo ayaklau. Perhaps no. We're talking about over, when they came into Eretz Israel, there was no, it hadn't even grown at all. So it's very easy to tell, yeah, when it, if it didn't grow, right? So therefore anyone can tell that, you know, I mean, you don't have to be an expert at all. Yeah? About Heichad Ayl, river, but if it would have come into Eretz Israel, and it would be like, say, 25%, right? A quarter grown. Yeah? Bein shlisht, between a third, the pochus mishlish and less than a shlish, a quarter. Yeah. Lokimlo, they don't know. That's, you know, to tell them between a quarter and a third is not so easy. You know, when you, with the daf, you say, where do you start on the daf? You know what I mean? Quarter and a third is a bit, you know, it's a funny shape. You know what I mean? I mean, your grains are not so easy to tell between a quarter and a third. So we're doing, so, lo sakadaitach. It can't be. Dichsiv, but will prove that it couldn't have been that it didn't grow at all. Because it says in the Pesukim, Vahom Olu min ha'yard, and they got him out of Eretz Israel, the steps out of the yard and into Eretz Israel. But Asher L'Chodesh, this was the 10th of Nisan. So they came to Eretz Israel on the 10th of Nisan. Okay, the Isa, that was the end of the Pasuk. The Isa Kadaitach, and if you think, Dulo Ayil, Klal, they didn't, you know, when they came in, there was no grain at all. How can you say that? The Chamisha Yomi, in 5 days, yeah, Miko Malia, is going to go from zero to full grown, or whatever, until it's like, acceptable to sacrifice in the, right, on the altar. How can that be? So Ella, okay, so that's it. So it's a proof. It can't be they didn't go out at all. So it must have been they grew. And they can tell the eye. They can tell the difference between the sizes. But now we're going to ask the other way back. We're going to ask back now. So, Ella, my, oh, do you want to tell me the Isle River, that it already grown a quarter or a danka or a sixth, danka's a sixth. Yeah. And then it went to full grown in, right? It can't be still, but Chamisha Yom in 5 days. Miko Malia, it can get to full grown. Malia means full grown. Because actually when they sacrifice it, it has to be like fully grown. Right? It has to be that it was less than a third. So it's Jewish. But then it has to get fully grown.
In the Jewish possession.
In the Jewish possession. Right? So what, five or 6 days before you could do that? So what are you going to tell them about? Anyway, it's just, it's a kasha. Right? So Ella, my Islach Lamema, what are you going to have to say? You're gonna have to say Eretz Svi. We call Eretz Israel is Eretz Svi Kasiva. So what's Eretz Israel is like a Tzvi. Tzvi is fast. It's light on his leg. He's fast. He can run really fast. The fastest tire, says Rashi. So too Eretz Israel, when in the old times used to grow its produce really quickly. So that Enochanami, because you planted it when it was like a quarter, and in 5 days it came from a quarter to full grown. Amazing. It was only a quarter by the goyim, so then it wasn't a problem, and so then it was all. So then it got from it became Jewish, and but if that's the case, so hachanami. But if once we're speaking like kind of miraculous terminology, right? So we're saying the same thing. Eretz svi ksiva. So it could get from zero, they could have planted themselves. Because there is Israel, you know, we just take a plant, 5 days, boom, there you go. Givaldic. So we got no proof. So Rabbi Yirmiyah tried to prove that the Chum knew, because it must be that by the fact that Rav Kahana said that the produce was less than a third whilst it was by the Goyim. Yeah. And then it, you know, so therefore they could use it. So they obviously they were confident that they knew what they were doing. We said maybe not. It could be that it wasn't one at all, because Eretz Yisrael was a magic, whatever, Nisim Dikad land, or a special koikois, and it could be that it wasn't one at all, and they planted it and it grew to full. Okay. Now we're going back now to the start. Back to the posuk that we put those three lines down. Yeah, let's just read that again. The top three lines of the Amud, which says V'chog Osif V'teis Hashana. Right, that's where we proved the original thing of a shlish. Right, we said v'chag means in sukkahs of the asif. We said asif means the harvesting is v'tzeis hashana is considered like the previous year. So we proved that a third growth is considered a fruit. Okay, now we're gonna ask a cash on that. So maskifla rabina, are you able to say that I osif is a quote of the posuk, right? The second word in the posuk that we had up there. When we said osif, yeah, kotzer, you wanted to prove that it was kotzer, was harvesting. Who? Bahaksif, I'm going to tell you it's not. I'm going to tell you, you translate that word of osif in a different way. And then for what you translate that word osif in a different way, you haven't got a makor anymore for this whole din that it's the shlish thing. Bahaksif, it says, ba'osbecha migor necha mikvecha. Right? And you're gathering from your threshing floor and from your wine vat. Okay, so we know this for Amamar. Says Amamar, v'soiles goyren v'yekav hakosam midaber. It's talking about the remnants, the leftovers of the goyren of the threshing floor and the wine vat. The Torah is speaking about, and this is talking about what you make your sukkah from. You make your sukkah from the waste stuff from the field, right? Schach, right? Straw, yeah, these things, yeah, you know, right. So that's why you got to, so basically this, and this is called ospacha. So this ospacha over here, maybe he's not talking about harvesting, it's talking about just gathering together the, talking about the sukkah. So if you look at Rashi.
It's way after
Kotzer. Right. So if you look at Rashi over here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up. In fact, seven lines up from the bottom. You see Rashi, 7 lines up from the bottom. In the middle of the Rashi, it says, Lav Yaseiruhu. See that? It says, Lav Yaseiruhu. It's not extra, this word. Yeah. Ella Zehu Shema Chag. It's actually saying, this over here, Asif is telling us that it's the name of the Chag, not the harvesting, right? Al Shem Shasukha. Because of the Sukha, Shemusukheches. Because that's what you do the shach with. This is basically how you read the pasuk. It says, "V'chagasukos and the chagasukos, but say to Shana when the year is going out, v'ospech when you're gathering maasecha your deeds, yeah, your things. Is mansh adam is gathering elabayis, he's taking to his house tavuas shubasados, right? Because he wants to get the stuff out of the rain. So basically, we slugged up that makor. So go back to the Gemara. Okay. Amar Rebbe Zeira. Hamilton. This matter, Havah Yodon, was in our hands. Meaning we proved something. But also Rebbe Chanina, came Rebbe Chanina, he's the one who just did the maskif. About 4 lines up. Shodder, Shodder means he threw, bar in it, a naga, an axe. As we would say in English, he threw a spanner in the works. Yeah, he slugged it up, what we said, our proof. Yeah. So, Ella, Minalon. So we have to find a new makor. How do we know that a shlish is considered, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Minalon. So, Kedetanya, here we're going to learn it. This is going to be straightforward. And, this is the final proof. This is the Brisa. But osos, right? And it will do as a tavua. It's talking about Shemitah, the year before Shemitah, the sixth year. It will do the tavua for Shloish Shanim. It will last for 3 years. Okay? The 6 years produce will last for 3 years for Shemitah. So we'll have what to eat. Al tikrei l'shalosh. Don't say l'shalosh, ela l'shlish. And Tosfos says over here, the top line of Tosfos on the page, it says, Al tikrei l'shalosh, ela l'shlish. It says, Toloma, right, it's considered done. Kishihi shalish b'shula. Right? Basically, it's considered done. It's mature in a certain level. So we learn it from there. So just ask the Gemara a quick cash and we can answer it. So, Bahami Boyile, we need it the Gufe. What's the Gufe? Meaning people are scared. People say, what are we going to eat? God's got to tell them, you're going to be okay. Don't worry. You're not going to plant. You're going to have food for 3 years or whatever. So we need it. So we know it's an answer. We got another possible for that. It says, Ksiv Kra Achrina, we got another possible. It says the following. Zrosam es Shana Shminis, you should plant on the Shana Shminis, meaning the year after Shemitah. You will eat min hatavua, yeah, from the grains. Yoshan means sixth year. Yoshan over here. From the sixth year, I wrote that in. Yeah, ad shana hatishis, until the ninth year. So there, Hashem is reassuring them they will have food and it's going to be okay. So therefore, that other process we have is free. So we can say, al tikri l'shalosh ela l'shlish. Therefore, we see that something is considered mature at a shalish, and we finish that sugya. So, yeah.